Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. This is your host, Alice Fraser speaking, the Alice Fraser from this dimension, the one you're listening in right now. As you probably know, these episodes of The Last Post come into my inbox via a glitch in the space-time continuum every day, and I share them with you lucky people throughout the week for a small commission. For listeners who can't keep up with a daily dose of top satire, on a Saturday I give you this roundup of the best moments from the week. Today's episode marks the 12th of September, the 256th episode of this year, 2020, and it is a wonderful leap year so far, aren't we learning a lot? Coming up, you'll be comfortably traversing through news from such esteemed guests as Josh Gondelman, Aditi Mittal, and Dr. Matt Kirshen. But we get things underway with Monday's episode, which was episode 251, as Tiff Stevenson brought some quite excellent eye makeup news to the show. And some excellent eye makeup tips from Alice Fraser too.
Basically, they're saying that eyebrow products have also taken a rising share in the market, having previously been static for some time. Lipstick sales fell from 14% of the market pre-lockdown. These are important stats, 12% afterwards.
Important stats.
You've got to up your eye game, Alice. That's all I'm saying. Like, it's really important to up your eye game, but use the right products. Because I once accidentally removed my eye makeup with a vaginal wipe. And all day long, men were very attracted to my ocular region. So just be careful. They were trying to have sex at my face. So I just need to try it the other way around, find out if I can see through my vagina.
Can if you're a bit Gwyneth Paltrow.
And now to Tuesday in episode 252, where dilettante heiress and online sensation Aditi Mittal brought some owl-related translation news to The Last Post. The episode also featured some avian comedy from Alice Fraser.
Why Tommy Lahren's video was hilarious was because here in India, ulu means owl. Which you said that correctly, Tommy, you overwoke left brain. But in India, it is a pejorative term. Because if you really think about it, what do owls do? Sleep in the day, then sit around at night? Because that's kind of what 13-year-olds do while they're on break from school. And a lot of time while they're in school.
To be fair, I'm not sure that owls masturbate wildly in the linen closet.
How do we know, Alice? It all happens in the cover of darkness.
On Wednesday, in episode 253, time-travelling doctor Matt Kirshen beamed in from 1930s Los Angeles to tell us how things are or were in La La Land. True to form, Wednesday's episode contained some silver screen-worthy jokes from Alice Fraser.
Right now is a very exciting time in La La Land, or Los Angeles, or Hollywood, California. And by that time, I mean the 1930s, which is where I currently am. And let me tell you, it is booming. We just got our fourth movie made right here in this town. It's a solid boom, I tell you, Alice. It is booming like it's never boomed before. It's the promised land. Anyone listening to this should get on a bus right now in 1930s and make it in the movies. It doesn't matter who you are in Kentucky. Here in Hollywood, you could be anything. Any name, any race, anything. That's not all. You can do anything. If you need to kill an animal to get your picture, just do it. There's always more animals. You can push a cow off a building because someone said it looks like an airship. It doesn't. It doesn't look like one at all. It's truly awful, but who cares? We'll get more cows. Just do it.
Tech billionaire Josh Gondelman came in like an innovative wrecking ball on Thursday's episode number 254 to deliver dazzling new ways of looking at recycling. Naturally, it also featured some excellent reused comedy from Alice Fraser.
The Green New Deal, I think, that America is pursuing kind of in some corners very ardently and in other corners oppositely. That's kind of how that progress is going. But it really leaves out the potential for great energy savings through intellectual recycling. My protege and friend Elon Musk, right, often he'll tweet something like, "What about a bus? But for the city," and people will be like, what a genius. And that's just an example of intellectual recycling, right? What if mail, but electronic? Yes, Elon, recycle those ideas that already exist.
Well, the other thing you can do is in politics, you know, if somebody has an idea or a policy, you can just say, I'm against it. Repeating their policy, but in the negative, and then you don't have to think of anything else that might instead replace it or be better than it. You just need to, you know, do the mirror image.
Yes, I would call that, that's even pre-cycling, right? Before the idea even takes effect, you turn it off. That saves, think of all the energy you're saving, right? If someone says, hey, we should put money into solar energy. Pre-cycle it. Get the f*** out of here. Save all the energy it takes to create solar panels.
And to wrap up the week, Tiff Stevenson appeared on Friday's episode 255 with news of the ultimate establishment villain, Jacob Rees-Mogg. It goes without saying that this episode also included some very stalwart Alice Fraser jokes.
I want to talk about the Cluedo piece that is Jacob Rees-Mogg. Because what could be more establishment than Jacob Rees-Mogg? Someone shared on Twitter a list of rules and regulations for his staff. So he'd banned certain words going out in memos, which I will share with you. Words like very, due to, ongoing, hopefully, unacceptable. I think these were also his marriage vows. Equal, too many eyes, yourself, lot, got, speculate, invest, brackets in schools, no longer fit for purpose, I'm pleased to learn, meet with, ascertain, disappointment, I note, slash, understand your concerns. Rules. Organizations are singular. All non-titled males, Esquire. There is no full stop after Miss or Ms. MPs, no need to write MP after their name in body of text. Male MPs, brackets non-privy councillors in the address, should have Esquire before MP, e.g. Tobias Elwood Esquire MP. Double space after full stops, no comma after and, check your work. And then finally, use imperial measurements. What year is this? What year is this? We went metric. So he's a grammar Nazi, which I know you're probably not allowed to say these days, lest you offend, you know, Nazis.
And finally, your exclusive bonus content this week. As part Prime Minister, part Dragon, Boris Johnson decided to torch the Brexit agreement, Tiff Stevenson had a few words to say on the matter.
Boris Johnson is in establishment news because he told the EU that a free trade deal must be done by the 15th of October. Otherwise, the UK will move on like they're in a relationship where the other party's still interested. Like, I'm going to move on. He wants to
an ultimatum. If you don't love me,
I'm leaving.
If you love me, you'll make a free trade agreement.
Yes, I'm leaving. And they're like, we thought you already left. We thought we'd sort of negotiated a deal. Listen, do what you want, mate. It's like he's going to them going, I'm working out and I look really amazing now and I'm going to be with someone else. And they're like, good, we're not interested. So he wants to override the Brexit deal and break the Good Friday Agreement because it feels like things are just too peaceful around here, Alice. and even the Americans know that is a bad idea. And they've like warned that if Boris undermines the Good Friday Agreement, it means no US-UK trade deal. And the US have got a lot to trade in at the moment. Sorry, I'm laughing. I mean, it's all gone to hell. Look, anyway, we want a trade agreement with the US, But this is a government...
Yeah, because otherwise how are we going to get access to Elon Musk's microchipped pigs?
Exactly. Yes, I've forgotten about the microchip pigs. Oh my God. That would make playing Pass the Pigs much more fun. Do you know about Pass the Pigs?
A robo pig for every home, says Elon Musk, standing on his plinth.
What happens
in
when...
In my head, Elon Musk has a plinth on wheels so he can make statements from it.
Do you know what a plinth on wheels is called?
No.
A Segway. And he probably does get about on one of those. So yes, the government are acting in bad faith, which is bad for Britain. Unfortunately, you know, Boris is treating the withdrawal agreement and the Good Friday Agreement like he treats condoms. You know, not something he thinks is remotely necessary, but afterwards it may end up being very costly.
And thank you for listening to this roundup episode of The Last Post. Presumably you've already subscribed to the feed if you're getting this, but if not, please do so right this second. And if you don't support the Bugle podcast, go and do that. Otherwise, just plug us online or tell your friends about us. That's the way we make our money. If you have missed any episodes, there's still time to make it right. They're all right there in the feed, ready for your hungry ears. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Instagram and Twitter. That's alliterative. Avoid Facebook. Just on principle. You can also find me at patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. You can subscribe there for free downloads of all of my specials and all the latest news from everything Alice Fraser in this dimension. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled producer is Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. Use your Sunday restfully or usefully, and I'll talk to you again on Monday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.